what she pleases. She's happy on her own. And she picks up all the pieces. She's going home.
Baby, I'm home, I'm home, I'm home.
Yeah, she's going home.
Baby, I'm home, I'm home, I'm home.
She did it on her own. There's so much she can teach me. She's going home.
Baby, I'm home, I'm home, I'm home.
Yeah, she's going home.
Baby, I'm home, I'm home, I'm home.
Thank you.
CKUT 90.3 FM. You're listening to William Shatner's Whiskey Tears here at about, I guess, 4:13 in the morning, since we've been recording this show for 13 minutes. We're here on Zoom today, given the situation that has unfolded around the globe. Those of you who are unaware of the situation that has unfolded around the globe, I'm a bit disappointed in you. That's all I really have to say. I hope you're staying safe and keeping those around you safe. We do all live together in a big house, usually, but today we've all gone home to our respective homes in other places, and not our one big house where we record the show together. So anyways, I'll go around this table. Who we got in here? I'll go with the person in Laval first.
Hey, what's up? What up, people?
What's your name?
You're on the Zoom? I think so.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's funny you're talking about people who don't know the situation that's going on, because I read this article that some police in like London or the UK arrested these people like partying.
And wasn't it like a bunch of ravers, like,
what,
or something?
What pandemic? What are you talking about?
They definitely weren't serious, you know?
Yeah, that's just a bad excuse.
Yeah, they're like, either they're really good actors or it's genuine.
Well, thank you for that that anecdote.
There.
It's very appreciated. Anyways, who do we got over there in one of the five boroughs? Queens, New York. I think there's five.
Hey, pew, 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 pew. It's your boy. I'm trying to think of a funny name. Nah, you don't need it. It's just Liam. How's it going, everyone?
It's going.
Chilling.
Thanks for asking. Yeah. Just existing on this plane of existence.
In this grid of energy.
In this grid of energy. who else we got down a bit west in Chicago?
Hey, yo. It's Chris. I've been on the show in the past. Reconvening with other beings on the same energy plane at different coordinate points. We're trying to make it seem like we're all at the same coordinate point on this energy plane, and it's delightful.
Glad to have you on this energy plane with us.
Glad to be here, Zach. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. And then we got one more.
Yeah, and I'm Jackson. It's really great existing on this show. I like when my existence coincides with the show's existence. It's pretty sweet. It's a nice 2 hours. Glad to be here with you on your commute or your morning routine. And thanks for having us, Zach.
Yeah, it's really, really nice to have you guys here. You know, it feels like one of those old episodes. For those of you just tuning in or who have never heard this show before, it's William Shatner's Whisketeers. We used to do this every 2 weeks all together back in the studio at CKUT Studios on Rue University, corner of Prince Arthur University. It's closed, given
like the 3600 block of
the 3600 block of university. 36
yeah, represents like 3600
in Prince Arthur. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good block. Unfortunately, the studio is closed due to, but we're here still. We're over Zoom, keeping it real, keeping it safe. My name is Zach, by the way, for those of you that don't know. And I like to party. I like to have a good time. My friend Tim in here, actually, we went to high school together, and his yearbook quote when we graduated high school together was, "My name is Tim, and I like to party."
That's true.
Hot rod. Yeah.
That's true. He's not lying.
So
I didn't care that much
I cared too much. I put one of those Dr. Seuss quotes. I got all sappy and shit. And I,
man, you're like me. I think I put like a Gandhi quote or something. I feel like such a stooge now. Like,
yeah, I hate looking at my high school yearbook.
Jackson, what was yours?
I picked a Bible quote where, like,
yeah, but yours was good.
These bears come yours out was of the good, woods dude. And maul a bunch of kids. But because it's like a Bible quote, it like seems so deep. It's like my quote was like, and 42 she bears came out of the woods and mauled the kids or something like that. Like,
wait, wasn't it because the kids like insulted some holy man it was or
like,
something?
It was like, this dude is on his way from Jericho to Bethel, and some youths said, "Go up, you bald head." So he prayed to God, and some bears came and like mauled a bunch of the kids. Something like that.
That's the Bible, that Old Testament quote, like our Catholic school
couldn't be like, you can't, like, I don't know, like,
it's a real just, quote, you know?
It's yeah, it's a Bible. Real quote. Like, yeah, yeah. It's
part anything, of our, anything goes.
Yeah, yeah.
If it gives that, any context, I went to the same high school as Jackson.
Yeah, we got two. Yeah, Chris and I went to high school together. Liam, where's your high school friend?
Oh, I didn't go to high school.
Shit.
So.
There he is. He's just walking into the. He's in the waiting room.
Oh, it's Tony. Yo, come over here. Get on the mic.
He's in the waiting room. Hold on. Let me let him.
Oh, okay. Okay. We'll freaking get him on later.
Freaking Zoom.
We'll get him on later. Right.
No, he's in. Tony, you could give a quick hello. To our crowd.
So I heard you was doing another show recently, and of course I got to get back on it because I was on it a couple times this past year, and I got to tell you, you guys over here, you don't run a good show. You know, you want to know how you run a good show?
How?
You put Tony in charge, all right? You put Tony in charge.
We could have a Tony episode.
Then you'll get the big numbers. You know what I'm saying? All
right. Our next episode is going to be a Tony episode. But Tony, I have one quick question for you before we go back on the mic. And I just want to know what it was like to go to high school with Liam.
It was a goober. Tell you what.
Thank you.
That's all I got to say. We're not going to bring up past accomplishments or whatnot. Just know this kid was a goober, man. Fucking goober.
I'm sure he's still a goober. Anyways, let's get into some music. Like, you know, it's a music show. We might as well play some music. That's what our listeners want to hear. At CKUT 90.3 FM for William Shatner's Whiskey Tears. We'll come on in, like, I'd say 20, 25 minutes. We have some really good conversations prepared for those of you listening tonight. Yeah, shout out to our friend Yabuno. I hope you're listening. You're the man, you know. We love you a lot. And this next song's dedicated to you because you dedicated it to us. In this song, Yabuno shouts us out, shouts out William Shatner's Whiskey Tears at the end. It's called True Believer by Yabuno. It's a great song. Thank you, Yabuno, for the shout out. So this one's for you because we're true believers in you. Anyways, CKUT 90.3 FM, William Shatner's Whiskey Tears. It's 4:20 in the morning. Toke on those fucking blunts.
In this time and place and space too, I'm a believer. A believer. A believer. What you sow, so shall you reap. You did not go through all that for nothing. All that for nothing. So tune in your inner vocal and find this sound of freedom, yeah, in your own voice. Tune in your inner vocal and find this sound of freedom in your own voice, in your own voice.
tune in inner, inner vocal and find the sound of freedom in your own voice. In God, a true believer in God, a true believer in God, seeking always to broaden my horizon. This is no baby things, letting the light. Letting the light in. I am a firm believer in God, and this believer in the devil. Let me say it again one more time. I am a firm believer in God, and this believer in the devil. I believe in peace, not war, love, not hate. I believe in the human race. Right now, I want to give a shout out to these radio hosts and CKUT 90.3 FM, Donald Hall, the Full Circle Show, G-Flex, Survival Corner, Roger Moore, Positive Vibes, Zach William Steiner, Risky Tears. I am a true believer. I want to big up my friend them in California, Super Matthew and Oliver, Cali Style, true believer.
Smith and Martin Lawrence, I'm a bad boy. When he got off my ass and got to the cash and got in my bag, boy. Please don't think it's sweet, I stay with the heat even though I'm a sad boy. You better watch the way you breathe around me for that breath be last, boy.
I've been drinking red rats, boy. I've been chopping on these birds, McCoy. No one bet my wrist a million 9 months. Overseas, honey skin, bitch, precise.
Wreck the GTR, I love the crash cars. I'm a bad boy, so I got a bad bra. Right, I'm from Mars. Smithin' less than 45. Put all of his arms.
They don't play with me, kills they stay with me. Nobody lay with me.
She fell in love with my eyes, shit a hockey ring. Come to kick it, I'm not on the soccer team.
You won't make it, it's part of my prophecy.
Rap Simmons, match my prodigy.
I'ma do the dash, get through the bag. Ain't no one as bad as me.
Will Smith and Martin Lawrence, I'm a bad boy. When I got off my ass and got to the cash and got in my bag, boy. Please don't think it's sweet, I stay with the heat even though I'm a sad boy. You better watch the way you breathe around me for that breath be last, boy.
I've been drinking red rats, boy. I've been chopping on these birds, McCoy. No one bet my wrist a million 9 months. Overseas, honey skin, bitch, croissant. Sticky, sticky, Ricky, I smoke skitters, not no sticky. I shot at his mommy, now he no longer mention me. You say you won't smoke and I've been coming down the chimney. You got barbecue, your bitches are so fried and they crispy. I had all my jealous when I shot at a cunt. Act like you on water and they gon' smoke it like a blunt. I'm just keeping it real with you, I'm just being blunt. Porsche Carrera got the pipes at the back like a stunt, yeah. That's at the side of the bed. I keep it a bit. I keep me a text. I leave a mess. I bust on the chest. I made a mess. Work for the best. Go like a chest. I be the best. I got the neck, I
can
turn the check, live like Project X.
Will Smith and Martin Lawrence, I'm a bad boy. When I got off my ass and got to the cash and got in my bag, boy. Please don't think it's sweet, I stay with the heat even though I'm a sad boy. You better watch the way you breathe around me for that breath be last, boy.
I've been drinking red rats, boy. I've been chopping on these birds, McCoy. No one bet my wrist a million 9 months. Overseas, honey skin, bitch, croissant.
zimna matcha latte. Robię jogę, leci gangsta rapy. Miałem całe lato skakać w trasie, no a siedzę w chacie, robię kasę na herbacie, yo. Kubek za odwołane show. Kumple mają gorzej, bo chcą manę, ale skąd? Moje miasto zawirusowane, ale co? W głowie chyba już poukładane, panie Freud. Spokojnie robię, co kocham. Za oknem modern holokaust. Na poczcie pozew od Jopo, ale tata maty to mój adwokat, także się nie przejmuję wcale. Podlewam roślinę, oglądam anime na Netflixie. W moim pisie XXL, czekam aż słoneczko wyjdzie, bo zimna matcha latte. Rok zamykam klapą jak Alcatel. Legia przejebała z karabakiem, a akurat dałem na nią nawet fanie pakę, yo. Dobrze, że tylko to 100 i dobrze, że odkułem się na Roland Garros. Polska radość, tu się kończy, mam dość, bo nawet me fedra ma lepszy skład niż nasz rząd, yo. Spokojnie robię, co kocham. Za oknem modern holokaust. Na poczcie pozew od Jopo, ale tata maty to mój adwokat, a jeszcze wyhodowałem chwasty. Typ z mojej wytwórni tłuk kobiety jak ćwiartki. Palę się ze wstydu jak kalifornijskie laski. Dziś mu nie poświęcę nawet milimetra kartki.
Matcha latte, caramel apple spice on my side. We vibing out to Sade. No, I'm off the blase, so we on karate. Blessed I could treat a Monday like a Friday. I've been looking at the world sideways, trying to get this money five ways. Used to going back and forth on highways. Came up hooping in the gangways, no driveway. Back on that path, no mask, then it's no oblate. I ain't made them put their hands up like a robbery. In a minute, I make sure they swing my way. Only ever stressing about her love and Yahweh. Cold matcha lattes, wishing we could fly away.
Giving it up is not giving up. If I had to break the news, is it when I lose? Falling down on the prince of the coast with the sunshine all year round. Purple haze over landscape, still I hydrate in the lunch line with the smog and clouds. What? Start me out. This song's in the key of life, and love is in need of more. Young nigga from Inglewood, barefoot on the cedar floor. If black music is the blood, then my heart has been beating more. Rapidly, happily, I look back on a Feeny Shakur. Her son paved the way, now all eyes on me. Cause I'm young, black, and gifted, Nina, all eyes gon' see. If you swung back when faced with a challenge, that's meant to break you and balance scales. You ain't average, now throw your hands on three. Gon' put them up for black magic,
black excellence, black habits. This black medicine, everything black.
Black chucks, black chucks, everything.
Everything black.
Black hug, black love, everything.
Praise black Jesus, play black Moses. Give them flowers while they still give black roses. Everything
black. Black tribe, black ride, everything.
Everything black.
Black pride, black lives, everything. Skin noir, friends noir, here you are, black. Everything you need, better believe you are that. Skin noir, friends noir, here you are, black. Every time they hear this, they gon' say he made an anthem. Life ain't a pan, this shit ain't black and white, it's a canvas. Spike Lee your dreams and Bruce Lee your tantrums. Too free that bullshit and go Michael Jordan, go Samson. Knock down the walls around me, strong and dark and so handsome. Everything around me is shining dark and the time is divine. I found a spark when the clouds leak and the rain falling. I found peace. I'm black as the concrete, black as the street that's lined with the palm trees. I'm black as the night sky when you broken your radio, bacon just don't meet. Black as the bottom of Chuck Taylor's, black on some fuck haters. Black as the burnt rubber, hitting donuts in front of the store. With 2 months later, they got stopped in the cops. Found a black burner underneath the seat on some Nat Turner. Black as the judge roll when the case closed. Now your life on the back burner.
Black magic.
Black magic.
Black excellence.
Black excellence.
Black habits.
Black habits.
It's black medicine.
Yeah.
Everything black.
Black chucks, black chucks, everything.
Everything black.
Black hug, black love, everything.
Praise black Jesus.
Yeah.
Play black Moses. Give them flowers while they still give black roses. Everything black.
Black tribe, black ride, everything.
Everything black.
Black pride, black lives, everything. Skin noir, friends noir, here you are, black. Everything you need, better believe you are that. Skin noir, friends noir, here you are, black. Everything you need, better believe you are that, yeah. Mira negritos, puro amor pa' mis morenitos. Hice un giro, cambiando idioma. Huele palomas encima de roller coaster calle, cerca de la playa, ocean view. Black of the berry, the sweet of the juice. We dance in a soca too, only fuck with few real niggas to chill with us, build with us, to deal with. Never pull the trigger aiming at another man, but real hitters still pick up the phone. I ain't on this mission alone. Used to dream of really stacking my funds. Now my window's just as black as my guns. I feel divine, it came on time. God never changes, ain't gon' lie. I lost faith and cried, then my faith revived. And as soon as I let go and surrendered to him my talents, this young king took off like Go-Go Gadget. There go that black magic.
Black excellence, black habits. This black medicine, everything black.
Black chucks, black chucks, everything.
Everything black.
Black hug, black love, everything.
Praise black Jesus, play like Moses. Give them flowers while they still give black roses.
everything black.
Black tribe, black pride, everything.
Everything black.
Black pride, black lives, everything.
Nadie más preparado que el jovencito de Inglewood.
Super good. Inglewood.
I told him I'm the one for the job, no commas. And I'm serious, period, no commas. Wanna enjoy my family and my friends with no drama. And stack till I'm delirious, period. No, no. Ain't a dollar sign tag on some peace of mind, Jack. We could take a loss, we gon' get it right back. We could take a loss, we gon' get it right. We could take a loss, we gon' get it right. Yeah. I could be your boss, put game in your life. Or you could spin your wheels, that chain off your bike. These niggas on their heels, they faint in a fight. I'm here to feed my fam, they want their name in the lights. Dick to paint in my pain and illustrating my plight. Gave it till I had nothing left, so I guess that I'm right. Right until I don't see no wrong, hit to Rome on a flight. Then it's bon appetit, there not be no bone in my swipe. From bologna sandwiches, listening to Thelonious. Gifted it like homie had a B-day on replay. And grandma kissed him and said, man of God, you was made to withstand the odds. Learn to play your cards, stay true to you and take charge. I told him I'm the one for the job, no commas. And I'm serious, period, no commas. Wanna enjoy my family and my friends with no drama. And stack till I'm delirious, period. No, no, ain't no dollar sign tag on some peace of mind, Jack. We could take a loss, we gon' get it right back. We could take a loss, we gon' get it right. We could take a loss, we gon' get it right. They buying everything in my city line. Property value rising, they gon' gentrify. This ain't rocket science, here let me simplify. We think we owners, but we only renters. Why? The system ain't broke, it's designed to keep us declining until we reach the bottom line and can't see the sky swimming. And our misfortune distorting our vision and eyes glistening.
Smoke, chill out.
Remember our fallen peers, they listening.
Hey, my nigga, chill out, smoke.
Sorry, my dear, they eat that venison.
Hey, nigga, shut the fuck up.
With no remorse, resort to militants.
Nigga, shut
They're
up.
They shoot
nigga.
Up the church, mosque, that temple
what
shit.
You trying to get us
and
killed?
We shoot up ourselves while everybody aiming at a nigga like me. Brown skin, kinky hair, walking in my Nike. Town shit, Inglewood about to belong to white. Unless we buy this shit up and fry this shit up like Snapper, invest in our own I society. I told them I'm the one for the job, no commas. And I'm serious, period, no commas. Wanna enjoy my family and my friends with no drama. And stack till I'm delirious, period.
No, no, no commas, no drama. Word to Tio Obama. Mama dijo, no te preocupes, mijo. You got it. You about to blow the hat on yo en la tierra, Osama. Just keep on giving them cuts con las tijeras. Yo comma.
No commas, no drama. Word to Tio Obama. Mama dijo, no te preocupes, mijo. You got it. You about to blow the hat on yo en la tierra, Osama. Just keep on giving them cuts con las tijeras. Yo comma. No commas, no drama. Word to Tio Obama. Mama dijo, no te preocupes, mijo. You got it. You about to blow the hat on yo en la tierra.
Hello, 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 hello.
You know what this?
Wait, Zach, mute yourself on Discord.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry. We're having a bit of technical difficulties right now on CKUT 90.3 FM. Never mind. We're back. CKUT 90.3 FM. It's William Shatner's Whisketeers here with that early morning, late night radio. You just heard You Smoke, my favorite current artist, you know, my favorite new artist these days. He's really good rapper, one of those conscious rappers, as folks like to call him.
Hey, don't put him in a box, man. Don't put him in a box.
Been called similar to Kendrick Lamar by who was it? Cardi B. Yeah, he was on that Netflix show, Rhythm and Flow. I recommend the show to anyone interested in hip-hop music and reality TV, and anyone who's bored and wants to see some good music on a good show. It's great time. But anyways, we're here. It's William Shatner's Whisketeers. We got some conversations for y'all, so I'll just go right into it. Chris, what do we got?
Well, recently some CIA documents were declassified. And this has been circulating kind of quietly online. But there's a thing called the Gateway Project, which a 29-page PDF holds the whole CIA profile of this process, which is basically
how to transcend astral projecting.
Yeah, scientific breakdown of astral projection, things like remote viewing and
transcending like material physical reality through meditation. Yeah,
I don't want to act like the authority, so I'm gonna hand it over because Zach is very into meditation, has covered this before.
I already have a question.
Yeah.
So when we're talking about like astral projection and like, would that be like you're outside of your body seeing the physical world, or you're outside your body in like an entirely different like surrounding?
It's a different plane. I mean, like you can see yourself in a room, and that's a level of it. I think of like what you're going towards when you're trying to astral project. You can see yourself in the third person in your room. But I think that's an earlier state of it. Like the astral plane is the place that is not here.
Yeah. Gotcha. So like the baby step would be like seeing yourself in your room, like above your body or something. That would be like the baby step.
Yeah. I was talking about this in a group chat today, and a friend of a friend actually like got to that point, but it was only after weeks of practice and like adherence to a specific method of like trying to lucid dream. This is kind of related to that, but it's about
just altered states of consciousness.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So being, like this whole process, like,
consciously awake in your sleep, in your body's sleep.
Gotcha. Having like anything happen would be like years in the, maybe not years, but like to be at the level where they're talking about this in this Gateway Project thing, you're gonna have to be like practicing for years, right?
No, that's what, so let me give a rundown of the Gateway process. So basically, the CIA started doing research. As we all know, they've done like MK Ultra research, was on mind control. CIA
and McGill at McGill, CIA, baby, has
always been interested in like altered consciousness. Yeah.
Hey, what's the McGill connection?
The Royal Victoria Hospital. They did MK Ultra.
You
research
don't know what MK Ultra is?
I know what MK Ultra is. I didn't know that.
It was all at McGill. McGill, it connection. All took place at McGill.
All of it?
No, they kidnapped people.
Not all
the
of it, but
Montreal.
A bunch of shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy crap!
Like you know the hospital that's like next to like Doug and Upper Res.
Of course, of course. It's like very creepy and
yeah.
My mom used to work there.
You know where the creepy swimming pool is, where like we went down for my birthday. Like it all took place there.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit. So that place is for real haunted in some way. We have
big time,
right?
Big time haunted.
The CIA has always been interested in like these kinds of things and ways of using them, weaponizing them, or seeing their potential to be used for state protection or as a weapon against other states. And basically, from my loose understanding of it, because I only started reading about it tonight after you sent like all this info to me, Chris, because you're the one that got me into this. But basically, the CIA picked up on this Monroe Institute. It's this really famous guy, Monroe, Dr. Monroe. I forget his name. I think it's Robert Monroe. Robert Monroe. And he's a specialist in consciousness, and he did a lot of research in altered states of consciousness. He founded his own institute called the Monroe Institute. And
what a dick. Named him after himself. What a jerk.
For real. But basically, Robert Monroe and the Monroe Institute found this method that they called hemisync, which basically syncs the two hemispheres of your brain. I don't know, it just syncs them, I guess. I can't really explain it.
So, but my, like, from what I understand, is there's different levels called focus, like numeral. So, focus one, focus two, and you're listening to these things with your eyes closed. And like you're going through these different phases, and like they're different layers of focus. So like the top goal is like focus 21, and like along the way to that, one of those intermediate stages is like your left and right hemisphere of your brain like syncs up, and you can feel that like oneness. And this all happens, I guess, with like different weird series of beeps and stuff. Like it really does deal with like your whole mind being at the whim of your ears, basically, from what I can tell about it. I haven't started yet, but
there's
like,
guided meditations in it as well. There's some speaking and like some things that he tells you to do, and it starts off pretty basic, like through regular meditations that like someone who meditates regularly or listens to guided meditations, like he'll tell you to take all your thoughts and like worries and put them in a box and like basic stuff like that. But eventually you just work through this this process and you're able to obtain this altered state of consciousness, which the CIA was interested in because they saw its potential to be used as a weapon and its potential to be used by foreign people, like countries, I guess, as a weapon against any country, because supposedly, according to the CIA document that was released, you could astral project, as Chris stated. And what's the word that I'm looking for? One second.
I think, are you talking about like remote viewing?
Yeah, remote viewing. The CIA was really interested in the potential of remote viewing, how you're able to remotely view things outside of your body.
So pretty much
for espionage,
Star Wars is not so far off, right? Like all have the Force.
Yeah, maybe. So basically, and it's based on this whole premise that we're all capable of doing it. But basically, the gateway process, this method that was devised by the Monroe Institute, it's like a shortcut to doing it. Like some people say, like doing psychedelics, for example, is a shortcut to obtaining an altered state of consciousness where you feel this unity with the world. You realize, like, for example, that yourself, your ego doesn't exist. You feel this sense of oneness with the energy around you. The Monroe Institute's method that they devised, it's supposed to help you obtain this state in a very fast way and in a very efficient and quick way, the quickest way that you could do it. And the CIA was extremely interested in it. They wrote a report about it describing how well it worked on those that they tried it on, the CIA agents that experimented with it. And it's just really interesting that this is only coming out now and that this is something that the CIA actually dived into, you know? And it's based on this whole premise. Like the one thing that I've seen the most, because I haven't even listened to any of this yet, I haven't read too deeply into it, I haven't read the CIA document, Tim has.
We got to do this at the same time.
Yeah, we have to do the process at the same time. Yeah. But like I was saying, talk about it. The whole thing, basically, from what I've read, is based on the premise that physical matter and physical existence does not exist, and that everything is pure energy. Our bodies are energy, our consciousness is energy, everything on the planet is energy, and the physical reality doesn't actually exist. It's just a perception.
I don't know if the right word would be it doesn't exist. From what, like, the 2 minutes I read, isn't it just like the way
apparently they call it a hologram. It's a hologram,
yeah, which means it's not that it doesn't exist.
And if you could reach these altered states of consciousness, you perceive it in a different manner. You see don't ordinarily see. Like, apparently there's tons of energy that we can't perceive with our ears or like eyes in this normal state of consciousness. But for example,
you ever hear the trees talk when you're on mushrooms? Like, come on,
the trees. Well,
exactly,
talk,
and yeah. even if you're on mushrooms, you access like.
No, you talk. You talk to these plants.
What do you say, Tim? What do you tell them?
Well, I mean, I feel like you could understand like plants and animals.
I know exactly
without
what
them
Tim
having
is saying.
To like.
They don't need to say anything. To you. Like, you could just understand.
It's not English,
dude. No.
Gotcha.
I fully understand what you're saying. If you look at the trees, you know exactly what the fuck they're saying. And you know that you are one of them, you know? You just realize the entire cycle of everything.
It's just your pure energy.
Like, we have a symbiotic relationship with trees. It's crazy. Like, in the same way that the one fish hangs onto the other fish, we live side by side with trees. Like, they breathe out what we breathe in. It's actually crazy. Like,
I learned a crazy thing about like how coniferous and deciduous trees transfer energy from winter to summer. And it's kind of like, it makes me think of like how you're saying it's a symbiotic relationship between humans and trees. It's like the evergreens have a sort of relationship similar to like deciduous to coniferous trees have a similar relationship of like humans to trees itself.
Interesting.
Because weird. They're both like, so evergreens like the carbon that they are using is like transferred over. There's like a shift in energy underground, basically, of like nutrients that is coming from
through the roots.
Yeah, through the roots, but like
I think it's through the fungal networks.
Mycelia, yeah. But it's also the leaves falling and acorns falling from the deciduous tree that like makes the soil different for the evergreen. And then in turn that, but like it's a cyclical relationship that's been going on forever. And like in places where both of these trees exist, they're always distributing this like energy through the ground, basically. And we're kind of like, it makes me think like we're kind of doing the same thing with trees, like as a whole. It's like we're a third part of that process of like this redistribution of carbon like constantly through different organisms. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, I saw this thing that I saw this thing that sharks are older than trees.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
That's that makes fucking sense. Insane.
That does make sense.
They're like the dinosaurs of the dinosaurs, man.
Yeah.
The sharks. They're just perfect killing machines. They just never went away.
True.
Oh, yeah, because we came out of water. This whole world came out of water. Like,
they just figured it out early and just stayed sharks.
They're like, yeah, we're good.
This is good.
Yeah.
I like this skin. This is cool.
We got a lot of teeth.
Yo, they made a movie about me now.
How did we get the sharks?
Evolution.
All right. Should we grab back onto the gateway?
Yeah.
Onto the gateway. I kind of want to throw the mic over to Tim, who actually read the CIA document. And
I haven't really read it. So, but there's like the CIA document written by a commander. And at the beginning, he goes like, oh, I really try to rationally, you know, assess it and present it like in line with physics as we understand it and like real physical principles of physics. And so it seems promising. Like I have yet to read the whole thing, but I feel like it's going to be super interesting. So it's pretty much like a summary the CIA wrote about.
Where can we find this report on the internet, Zach or Tim?
It's on the CIA's website.
Deadass?
Yeah.
That's mad funny.
Tons of documents. Like I want to say like 30,000 pages of documents were released like within the past year from the CIA.
Why is that? CIA.gov/reading room.
Trump said, you know, at the beginning of his, Trump said a very long time ago, I think in 2017, that he was going to release a ton of documents and like in an effort to like improve transparency for the government.
Trump said he was going to improve transparency.
And he said he was going to release specifically the JFK documents. But I'm pretty sure in this recent dump, which is like very recent,